Wow.
Lemaire
directing from this high stool.
I thought we were going to have a free Lemaire episode, but he's in his, yeah, he's in his director's chair right
sure,
now.
Sure, he's not on the mic.
He's got a little grape soda.
Dude, his soda habit's crazy right
grape
now.
Grape soda right now? He always has this type of soda I've never heard of, too.
He does.
Like from a brand. What is that? What is that?
It's a Fitz Green grape soda. I wanted to try a new brand.
Dude. Oh,
don't spill
that. That was so close
drink.
To just going nuts. That would have been a grape soda bomb. It's in a bottle. It would have hit the bottom. It would have blown up the top.
All right. Well, that's what Lemaire's up to. We're here live with Danny Sodies.
Yeah.
Danny Sodies alert.
Austin Hang.
Yes.
Beautiful home.
Congratulations on your special. It's very, yeah, very good.
Thanks, dude.
Elite.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
It took me long enough to put something on YouTube. Yeah. That was my fault. I finally did it. I was like, oh, fuck. This is what happens when you give something that you could share.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out tonight. I apologize. I've been remiss.
So I haven't made eye contact with you yet.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm dead serious. So
check
it out
your feet now.
Checking
we got
out tonight.
We got in it immediately with Xbox.
Yeah, of course. Fusion Frenzy.
I mean, I obviously know it's going to be
I miss my Xbox.
You're going to be fucking fire, dude.
I miss my Xbox so much.
Do you miss it like a family member?
I missed it so much.
What were you just playing?
I've been gone. No, that's the Xbox I'm saying. I missed it.
The hell?
That was my first time logging on in over 2 weeks.
What? Damn. Yeah.
Was that the thing you were the most when you got home? Like your bed or your Xbox?
Bed was fucking nice.
Yeah, true.
Bed was nice.
2 weeks gone when you come back for your bed?
Oh. 2 weeks in the same hotel in New York. That was...
Were you getting it cleaned every day?
Not towards the end.
Yeah.
The last 5 days there.
Don't get it cleaned, yeah.
Yeah.
I try to go.
Dude, it was too shameful.
I love when you catch the maid in the hallway and you go, don't worry about me. You take a break.
Hey, you know what? You had a tough Wednesday.
Yeah.
Skip 226.
You don't need to worry about all that cum.
Yeah,
true.
There's a lot of it in there.
Yep.
I've been jacking off in this room for 2 straight weeks.
It's just crystal caves.
Like homicide detectives. They must have shit that they've seen. How many of those, housekeepers do you think walk into dudes being like, hey, look at their dicks
all the
out?
Time.
Probably. I mean, they walk in on every dude who just thought about it anyway.
Yeah.
So every dude's thinking about it. So at least 15%, 10%.
Yeah, who pulls the trigger on that? 1 out of 10 guys goes, let's see if this works.
I did it as a joke when I was really young. When I was really little, I called up for room service and was like, you can put it right over there and lay it in my boxers.
How little?
I was like 10.
That's so funny.
Are you sure?
I swear to God. I swear to God. I think about it all the time.
It's funny.
It's a constant.
Was it one of those
jokes
that you were like, I wish I hadn't done this as soon as it happened?
Yeah, pretty quickly. Yeah. When I had my two friends were like hiding, so I couldn't like bail. So I had to just be like, oh, yeah. I was like super nervous. I felt bad.
But she's just completely apathetic.
Yeah,
she's like,
oh, dude.
Okay.
The apathy was crazy.
Bowels.
Didn't even smirk. She was just kind of like, I ordered like apple juice. She just put it down.
Nice.
Your friends were like,
yeah,
she's really
good. Matt's crazy. He's so crazy.
A lot of people kill themselves in hotels. That happens a lot.
You know what?
Yeah, my brother was saying his friend's dad used to own a hotel, and he was saying like it's constant suicides.
Yeah,
like, more than you think.
You don't want to ruin your house.
Yeah,
if you're giving your house to somebody,
exactly.
You don't want to be like, oh yeah, my uncle who owned the place did himself in the guest room.
They should be able to like sue your estate for that.
Yeah,
like an Uber fee.
Uber clean fee. Like, dude,
I think it's a smoking fee. Room. That's why the smoking fee is so high in case you kill yourself.
Yeah. They go $250, so I'd end it if I were you.
He said they flip them real quick too. It's just like boom in and out. Someone else is sleeping in that bed the next day.
Someone's you're jacking off in a room where a dude just killed himself.
His deathbed.
If you killed yourself and you were stuck in the realm, right?
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh no,
I
didn't mean to.
Hotel room's a tough one to be stuck in.
And then you just look over and a guy comes in and he's like,
you got to witness for eternity.
All dudes jacking off.
You're just stuck at a Radisson.
Every once in a while you get a babe in there, which is nice.
Yeah.
But then she doesn't masturbate. She just cries and then you feel weird.
Yeah,
true.
I like that though too.
You go, you know what? Stuck in the realm.
You're just Patrick Swayze from Ghost trying to hug her.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. Just trying to change the channel. That's what you're trying to get your power on.
You get stuck watching girl TV for eternity.
Or you're like
praying for a guy to jack off.
You just have to hear Mario Lopez every day of eternity.
Yeah, I was waking up to that a lot.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Who, Pez?
Yeah, every hotel has Pez dispensers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Today on Access Hollywood.
You know what? I want to become a gas station TV star.
I know somebody that's
good. Take over gas station TV.
Yo, I saw, Tank Sinatra. He's like a guy that I know that like I follow on Instagram, yeah. And he does it. I was pumping gas, and he was on there, and I was like, hey, I know that guy. Yeah. I kind of popped. I'm not going to lie. Even more than TV. Yeah. I was like, I'm freezing. Hey, that's my guy.
It's a tight circuit to get on.
Dude, very limited.
Yes. Hey, guys, real quick. It's like, how do I shut this thing the fuck off?
Oh, man. I'd rather so loud.
I'd rather do gas station than back of cabs. The back of cabs, guys.
Ooh.
That seems like it's the lower level.
Yeah, true. It'd be nice to meet someone who's doing back of cab TV, and you're meanwhile you're on gas station TV, being like,
"Yeah, you'll get there. You'll get there someday, dude." I was in the cab circuit for a while.
You're asking about guys. Randy's still in there. Yeah, that son of a bitch will make you film anything. He's just trying to talk shop with a cab TV guy.
That'd be nice to get into like strictly commercial acting, no frills.
Back in the day, a lot of commercial actors made like money.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it's like now, but I remember
when Flo is rich.
Yeah.
But then again, that's your thing. Like, yeah. She's just Flo now.
AT&T girl?
AT&T girl.
No passion projects. People probably, you could get in like art house films and just be like, get the fuck out of my face with that bullshit. Just do corporate slogans. Yeah.
The saddest one was when Verizon guy.
Switched
up on him?
That was wild.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
That was actually like, I didn't like him.
Yeah.
Like it did the commercial a disservice. Because I was, you snitch ass bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were repping your set hard.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. I wonder why he was so dissatisfied though.
Money.
Think they offered him just more?
Definitely. They probably offered him a ton of money.
Yeah, true.
Like he was before smartphones.
Yeah, then I would say it'd be crazy not to though. Because then it's like, no way. I love Verizon.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, fucking definitely.
Just, yeah, the thing came out, though, and everyone was like, fuck that guy.
That was
fucking
the reaction.
Traitor.
Dude.
But you wonder if he pulled his family aside.
That was a part of American culture.
Yeah.
We needed the Verizon guy.
You wonder if he pulled his wife aside and he goes, listen, I'm going to bring a lot of heat on us.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of heat.
But we're going to be okay after this. This we can get that farm we want.
One last heist.
That's what it is. He did it. He goes, one last sellout.
What do you think would happen if he came back? Do you think people would cheer him or just be like,
LeBron in Cleveland?
Yeah,
they'd get him back.
He comes back to Verizon.
He's getting $100 million.
I got some unfinished business on some data plans.
We're going to bring a championship back to Verizon.
Please do that. If this gets to him, please switch back up.
He probably did he? He had to come home.
Sprint went out of business?
Yeah.
Probably because they paid him so much money.
Contract, yeah.
They went and got a big FA. Yeah. They went and got a huge free agent. And then he sunk the organization.
If you get a T-Mobile phone number now, you can get free Wi-Fi, I think, on like all the airplanes.
Yeah,
yeah. Delta does it.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Just get one of
and
your
it's
friends.
Good. By the way, it's better than when you pay for it.
It's
when you
so
pay for
good.
It, you can't get videos and shit. And then T-Mobile's like, you want some videos up in the air?
Yeah.
You want to see some sillies? You're like, absolutely.
I can't handle having videos, Wi-Fi on there. Mm-hmm. I just look at Instagram reels for like manically for 3 straight hours.
Oh.
Psychotically.
The feeling after that is one of the worst.
And just imagining if somebody saw it.
I watched people.
If somebody else watched what I was doing, just...
You jump between apps, too?
Looking at cats. I frantically switch between apps.
Oh.
Video to video.
Keep opening them. Keep open. Like, fucking crazy. And then I'll put my phone in the pouch.
Everybody.
For 30 seconds, and I'll go.
It's not crazy,
it's
though.
Up.
Everybody does that. I watch people. I do it myself. And I'll watch people's phones on flights, and it's like text, quick, Instagram, quick, down.
Yeah. Have you ever taken it off your phone and then gone to do it?
Yeah.
That is a scary feeling. Where you like delete the app and then
you go
to that page and you go like, you're not here anymore. But then you download it again and put it right back.
Of course.
Someone's like, you got to see this. You're like, yeah, you're right. I got to download the app. It stays for like 3 years.
Yeah. Then you realize all these guys in Silicon Valley, they're like, we've been doing this to lab rats. We'll just do this to people now.
Yeah.
They like know how to get that dopamine out of your part of your brain by going and like, click, click. There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's got everybody.
Yeah, dude, I'm like really paying attention to it now where I'm like sitting doing something. My brain just like, look at your phone.
Yeah.
Like, it's not necessary right now. It's like, check it out.
Yeah. Or how it's like a little snack where you're like, oh, look at that. I was just talking to people. Phone time. in a hotel. You're like, yeah. I'm going to look at my phone so much. Oh, yeah. Now I'm really sad. It's because you just like take it all in and it's like eating fast. You're like,
oh, yeah. They say the average person it takes in the average or like the data the average person takes in is equivalent to like 174 newspapers per day. That's what they say in terms of like videos, podcasts.
That's a future stat. Like if you went back to the 60s and you're like, in 2024, everyone's going to read the equivalent of 167 newspapers. And they're like, wow, they must be so smart. You're like, they're retarded.
Yeah.
They're the dumbest people ever.
It's frying them.
Yeah.
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 Because it's all like, this guy's mad at this guy. It's all goss. It's a hot goss.
Dude, also, cancel culture has turned its evil eye now. It's now gay culture. Meek Mill's gay. Shannon Sharpe's gay. They're just calling everyone
Sharpe gay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because he got out in a sweatsuit.
He stood up weird, and they're like, gay.
that really is the reason he just stood up weird. And they went, why'd you stand up like that, Shannon Sharpe, Hall of Fame tight end? I'll go and get some more.
Yeah, they caught Meek Mill in some capri pants,
dude.
They got a bunch of damning photos.
That
of
wasn't
him.
My joke, for the record. Somebody cool said that.
But by the way, Meek Mill didn't help when he went on Twitter and he did the I love pussy.
Dude, I love pussy was the best.
Yes, I am delivered.
That's
he full on hit the fucking I am delivered.
Women. Like man's
I love pussy so much. I love women.
I like this new phase of mass psychosis where we're all just doing, instead of like, this guy's a piece of shit, be like, he's gay, and you have to be like, dude, for the record, I love pussy. You're in your PR team. That's big. This guy loves pussy so much. It's ridiculous.
Dude, he had to prepare
a sweet, sweet pussy.
He had to prepare a pussy statement. He did. He was on the phone with a girl that went to UPenn, and she's like, well, usually what best is, we've noticed, what trends is, if you just say you love pussy.
Dude, there's a video of him at backstage at a Sixers game, and he jumps on the trampoline for like the halftime trampoline. He does like a perfect flip, and everyone's like, this guy's fucking gay.
It's crazy. It's an absolute witch hunt. Although, dude, did you read the court document for the Diddy case?
No.
For the, they call him the Diddly.
Diddly.
P. Diddly.
P. Diddly. P. Diddly is a perfect name for
him. Yeah, P. Diddly is great. Diddler.
When he shifted from Puff Daddy to Diddy, he should have gone to Diddly.
And what was the court document? Who did he diddle?
It is, there's this music producer. So it's like, apparently, the footage was kind of grainy. I was reading it in Uber, but he seemed like a chubbier dude. It was like this chubby black dude who he brought in to like produce his album. And the guy, dude, the court document is like 100 pages long.
Yeah.
And apparently he like submitted all these photos. He was saying like Diddy took his phone and was like taking pictures of stuff. There's like photo evidence of like he sent him a gay porn. Yeah,
that's everybody.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Everybody knows that.
All you have to do in court to get that dismissed, that was a goof.
Yeah, I know.
Your Honor, goof, not gay.
He's
goof,
claiming.
The goof defense.
Yeah.
He found, it was like this, he's like, who's your favorite producer? And the guy was like, oh, this guy. And he was like, oh yeah, check this out. This is a video of that guy fucking a white dude.
Oh, dude.
And it's graphic, dude. You see the picture? Really? Dude's got his like face buried in the bed. Like, oh. It's crazy. Jesus,
dude.
Christ.
They did that to us in comedy where you go in and you're like, who do you like? And you're like, I think Greg Giraldo is pretty cool. And they're like, here's him sucking two dudes. And you go, come on, man. You're just in a studio with them. You're like, come on, dude. I don't need to see that. I'm trying to create.
Dude, he claims Cuba Gooding Jr. Everyone is grabbing his butthole, dude, the whole time.
Who's the one complaining? The producer?
He's his producer. He's like, dude, Diddy kept groping my anus and telling me it's not that crazy to have sex with a man. That's his. It's all, you know, that's what he said. But he was like constant. He was in a studio and Diddy said it would just slide up on him. Like, that sweet ass.
It's so
and,
funny.
Like, tickle his butthole.
It could just be being funny.
I know. I thought about this, that the whole
I've
time.
Done this to so many people.
Because there is nothing funny.
I grabbed all my friends' dicks
you're
every day.
You're going to catch a Rico case, dude.
Yeah. I grabbed everyone's dick.
People are going to unite against you.
Fuck.
You go, hey, Shane, fuck. I hate to tell you this. We got about six plaintiffs in Philadelphia that's also linked back to Harrisburg.
I've grabbed a
bro,
bunch
you're
of
gonna get like 10 life sentences for grabbing people's buttholes.
The idea of him having serious music producer face, like listening to a beat and then Puff Daddy coming up and being like,
let me see that ass.
Scorpion. Like, his asshole. I got you with that scorpion tail.
And then you have to keep putting up with it.
Yeah.
Like, oh. So that where it gets fucked up is that like he'll do this, fuck with you, and then he'll be like, bro, if you fuck me, I'm gonna kill you. He's like, the guy, he's, and this is all he said, she said, but he claims that Diddy sat him
down.
Well,
he said.
Diddy told him, he was like, if my mom stood in between what I wanted, I would destroy my own mother. He's like, what the fuck do you think I would do to you? He said he would eat his face. So I'll eat your fucking face. It was just, and then he would send him into strip clubs. The strip club was called the Booby Trap.
That's great. That's great.
You had to wear a bad boy hat and solicit prostitutes for PT.
That's so, wait, a bad boy hat?
Yeah, it was a bad boy hat, and that would signal to the prostitutes, like, Diddy's in town, come through, and then, like, he would, like, lead them back to the spot. Then he
so
would
he was him. An Uber Eats driver for pussy.
Yeah.
He just showed up in his little hat, and he was like, "Who's my transport?"
He was a Pied Piper for bad boy.
Yeah. And then P. Diddy was like, "I'd fuck my mother if it meant." He just keeps talking about his mom, or like, do you have a thing with your mom, dude?
You want to kill and fuck your mom, huh?
Why do you keep doing that? Why do you keep bringing her up?
Dude, apparently Diddy's also crushing 250 milligram weed edibles like all the time.
Dude, I love that. So,
what did he do that was bad?
Well, so he has a bad reputation. This is, again, according to all these people, I have no idea. But they said, like, he was a notorious date raper with, like, GHB and fucking all this shit. The guy was claiming that Diddy was giving him GHB. Yeah. And he'd, like, wake up in, like, a weird Diddy orgy kind of, like, with like Diddy just like fucking ladies and probably touching his butthole for
that's
real.
So funny to come to and just a bunch of side kissings happening.
That's
and you're like sleepy. You're like, what are you guys doing? And everyone's like,
yeah,
he's like, yeah, I'll kill you if you move. And you're like,
fuck, dude, finish my album.
Remember when you used to like sleep over at your friend's house and they kind of, you had that one friend you didn't know was a psycho and they like ran shit like a warden when you got there? Like, we eat dinner and then we do this. And you're like, I don't like this rule at all. But then that guy's controlling your career.
Exactly.
You were like, I don't want to do that.
It was exactly
250 milligram edible. You're like,
oh, fuck.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're doing, it was like, apparently all of his maids and like the people that were staff in his house had to keep like fanny patches with like GHB, coke, molly, weed gummies, and like they had to keep Diddy high at all times. And then they were claiming he was just like terrorizing people and then like sexually extorting them, and then he like didn't pay the guy, apparently, according to the court document.
That's where they always fuck up.
Was just a byline in that document.
Oh,
they just
caught a stray?
Just caught an absolute stray where it's like, in a Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj, she's like claiming the people Diddy said he fucked. And it was just like, he just popped up kind of in the document.
Also, all right, so Diddy's claiming he fucked all these people, right? Mm-hmm. But he's also known to just be walking around on drugs. So you're like, he's probably making some wild claims. Yeah.
Mark Curry came out and was basically saying like they used to go out at the parties and they'd have one. Mr. Cooper. He was hanging. He was literally hanging with Mr. Cooper. And Mr. Cooper.
He goes, yeah, I always wanted to hang with Mr. Cooper. Bring him in here.
He claimed he kept separate bottles. So like there's bottles that were just for the girls and everyone knew like, yeah, he like roofies all the chicks. And then he has a bottle for the boys.
Man, imagine if you came, imagine if you came in hot and grabbed that lady bottle. And you're like, what are we doing, dude?
Oh, yeah.
He goes, I wouldn't do that.
You drink it. You're like, writing Spider's Lair.
You fell into Diddy's trap.
The booby trap.
The booby trap.
Booby trap's so funny. Dude, it's like 140 pages of nothing but the craziest shit of like sexual blackmail. Diddy grabbing his butthole constantly, just rubbing his asshole, making him watch gay porn. But then sending him in to get hookers. He might just be the horniest dude ever. Then be like, go pick up my hookers now.
Yeah, that's a dangerous amount of horn.
Yeah.
When you're just like all the time, you go,
everyone,
hey, could you go pick me up about 6 or 7 hookers real quick?
Yeah, dude.
Would you mind? I can go for a 6-pack of hooks. You might go in some ladies of the night for me and my friend. And then you have to take a 250 milligram edible and lose your mind. And just people are fucking around you. Me on 250
Good
milligrams.
Christ, dude. That is a nightmare. Diddy's evil.
Dude, that's, again, it's all according
to the
doc.
That's the worst thing ever.
It's vicious. When you read, I like gave up. I was like 40 pages into it. And I was like, I gotta stop.
40 pages.
I read so much of that document.
You're taking off your reading glasses and rubbing the bridge of your nose. You go, I can't. It's too much.
Maybe he did kill Biggie Smalls. You read the document. You're like, he might have.
He sounds like a wild man.
I saw
that Joker video and I was like, all right, he's out.
He's
out to lunch.
What
I knew
was the Joker video?
He dressed up like a Joker for Halloween and was like, he really got into it. He really got into it. He got into it too much.
If you're around,
it was scary to see. He was like
around,
50 years old.
Yeah. If you're around him, you're like, oh, fuck.
He was good at it.
Yeah, he was nasty.
Really good at it.
He might be like a nuclear black nerd.
Yeah.
I think he's like, that's the true secret of like how deep his black nerd goes. I think it goes like all the way to the ground floor.
remember in Revenge of the Nerds when the guy like, it turns out he date rapes her, but he goes, all nerds think about is sex. after he eats her out, pretending to be her boyfriend. Maybe that's what Diddy is. Maybe he is just a nerd to his core. He's so horned up that now he's got drugs and stuff. Where he's
true.
Like, I could just have all my nerd boners.
Oh, he would have so many nerd boners.
He's just growing up.
The most vicious boners.
Sweaty nerd boners.
I made a nerd boner. I got to witness a nerd boner in science class in high school.
Oh,
kid had to give a presentation.
Oh, no.
It was one of the best things I've ever seen. Like, it's your turn, and he was like, I can't. And they're like, did you do it or not? And he's like, please don't make me.
Oh, no.
He did. And the teacher was like, get up here. What are you doing?
Need a boner?
Rock hard.
Oh, my God.
And he was a nerd. Kind of he didn't know how to talk. Khakis, dude.
Oh.
It was a Catholic school. He was wearing khakis and a sweater vest.
He was the hardest fuck.
The hardest boner you've ever seen. And he had like a growth. He was small. He was a small man.
Yeah.
He was a little tiny guy with a giant cock. He did have a huge boner. It was like a huge boner. And he stood there and was just like, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
And he tried to do the presentation.
Did the teacher
noticed. Yeah.
Did she call it? Like, go up.
Yeah, she was like, oh, I'm sorry. You can sit down. You can sit down. But he was up there for a minute.
We'll see you in about 5 to 7 minutes.
Yeah, he caught some ridicule.
That's a nightmare.
Dude, like, intimidatingly big boner in khaki pants and this little tiny guy that was so embarrassed of it. Like, I'm so sorry.
Because there's a moment where that boner's locked in.
Front of the class.
Where she goes, whatever his name is, she calls him and he's like, nah, this can't be happening.
Yeah.
Oh, give me a second.
I can't go up.
Oh, my God.
Especially if he had talked.
He didn't know. He didn't have enough friends to know the talk math.
What if it breached? What if you talked and it breached?
I breached.
Oh, dude, little breach. You guys have peekaboo? Yeah.
Just Loch Ness monster, dude.
Yeah, when you see the underside of the fire helmet.
Yeah.
Washington in his wig.
Insane helmet.
Yeah, when you see the split.
Yeah.
The penal split. We got our own V.
We do.
Right under the head.
True that.
But dude, if you put it under there and was like, but if you got caught talking,
that's what I'm saying.
That thing would have passed the belly button on that guy.
Yeah, that would look like a puppet show.
It would have been crazy.
It could have put an elbow down,
sticking out like it. Yeah,
like at a swim up bar, it would have had an elbow down on the bar.
Those kickstands. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah,
dude, that guy. Wonderful. Either, can you track that man? Because I want to know if he went on to great success or a life of villainy like Diddy.
True.
He was such a sweet boy.
With a huge hog.
Yeah. The cock of gold.
There's probably some angel just milking it now and being like, it's over. Forget it. It's over. Just get him two-handed hand drives. Be like, don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, double cranks. And then making him give presentations so he gets hard. Like, that's his kink now. He's got to go do book reports for her. And he's like, I can't. She goes, stand up. He's like, oh, God. God, you drive me wild.
Dude, I walked into a horror scene on an airplane bathroom. Basically, nothing to do with boners. It's the opposite. It was a young lady getting her period. And she didn't lock the door. So I, like, opened the door.
Jesus.
And I just hear, and I was, like, slam it shut. And the stewardess just instinctively just, like, stared at me, like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, it wasn't locked. And she was like, oh. She's like, that's not your fault. Don't worry. So then I was like, all right. And I just went back to my seat. I'm like, I'm not going to stand here and wait for you.
Yeah, you can't stand.
So I sat back. I didn't fucking pee, too. So I'm just sitting there in my seat, like, and the one guy was like, what was that? I'm like, someone was in there. I was like, you can go if you want.
Oh, that's funny. That's fine. Go ahead.
Dude, what did you see? What did you see when you were in there?
It was, I didn't even know that the person was so young, but I just saw, like, just someone hunched over.
Yeah.
Which is like, I've walked in on people in the bathroom before, and it's like, would you rather be walked in on or the person walking in?
Walking in on.
I'd rather be the person walking in.
Yeah.
Than discovered.
I would never want to be discovered.
Discovered is so embarrassing.
You're prey.
You gotta go, oh.
Yeah, nope, dude.
Someone's in here.
Occupied.
Dude, she for real screamed like I had like a butcher knife and I was gonna kill her. And I didn't know like the period stuff was going on. I was just kind of like, I just literally looked and was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And just saw somebody like wiping themselves basically. I didn't even catch any gens or anything.
How did you know it was a period thing then?
So, dude, so then I finally, it's my, so the dude, the, so, dude. I've never, I'd never seen, so I'm sitting there like reading a book like with my peripheral on the, and I see someone just fucking storm out. And it was like, they're in there for like 15 minutes.
How bad did you have to pee at this point?
Pretty badly.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there like, all right, whatever. And all of a sudden, phew, storm down the aisle. I don't even look, but they were thudding, like fast walking.
Yeah.
So then I go in to pee, and I'm at the fucking, there's this huge glob of toilet paper, just blooded, dude.
Oh.
And then it's sticking to the side. So I tried to do the favor.
You piss all over.
Did the honor of peeing it down.
Yeah.
Wouldn't budge, dude. So damn, I'm like, what the fuck? So I hit the flush. It's not flushing. I go, oh my God.
That's uterine lining grabbing onto those walls. That thing was grabbing on the side of her walls, and now it's it thinks its new home is that fucking
toilet.
Dude, I go out and I tell the lady, I'm like, the lady who like saw me get discovered, yeah, basically, I was like, yo, that wasn't me. I was like, I was trying to be discreet, being like, I think she got like her period in there. It's pretty nasty. It won't flush.
Yeah.
And I was, she was like, oh, okay. And I was just like,
you just get misogynistic. I don't know how you animals walk around. With your bloody koozies.
Fucking
we're
gunk
up in the air. You're lucky there's no sky bears.
I don't trust any of you, frankly.
This whole plane could be fucked.
Dude, so I was like, then I don't know why, but I was like, so like, what do you get, like a stick and like push it? I was just curious, like, how you gonna knock it down?
Do you have a period stick back there?
She's like, oh, I'll just pour coffee on it. I was like, oh, brilliant. So then I get out.
That's a toxic ball of piss.
Dude, it was
blood and coffee at this point.
It was
disgusting.
But then a younger girl comes up, a different lady comes up and then goes to the bathroom, comes out loudly and goes, ew, someone got their period in there. And I'm sitting there like, oh my God, this poor fucking lady.
Oh no.
You just hear from back of the booth.
Dude, it was pretty terrible.
That's a terrible thing for that girl.
Oh, it was a horrible experience for this girl.
You want to talk, you know about this. This, I was on Bonfire this week.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of period sticks to push things down, Bobby and his son, do you know this?
No.
Bobby breaks up his son's giant turds because they're too big. Dude.
He's a dragon slayer.
He's 10.
Wait, hold on.
His son's 10.
What?
He has to break the poops up?
Yes. I saw photos of these logs.
Oh, my God.
His son drops logs.
Like a Mayan.
That are so big.
What?
That his dad has to come in after him and break him up with his
cleanup squad.
A shit stick.
He has a cleanup crew.
He literally gets done shitting and is like, dad, get in there. Stick. And Bobby Kelly gets up and breaks his son's shit.
With a stick.
With a fucking stick.
So that it can flush.
Yes.
How fat are the turds?
The turds are fucking massive.
You see the pics?
Yes. Bobby showed me a pic.
Are they speckled like a corn cob? Or
no,
are they
this
one
thing's
thing?
Solid. It's a brick.
Can I tell you right
fucking
now,
fucking crazy. His son drops full Chipotle burrito size.
Oh,
like a fucking, it's crazy.
But also to be the spotter for it.
And that's, I'm like, Bobby, your son has to break up his shit.
Yeah.
You can't, that's the weirdest. That's the fucking weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
What an
own. So disgusting. I know, he dominates his father.
He goes, hey, dad. I just discarded all my old food. Make it flush.
What's the stick, though?
I don't know what he uses.
It'd be funny if it was like one of those like free hockey sticks they give out, or like one of those baseball bats on like bat day. He goes, yeah, go grab that fucking Sox bat from we went to Fenway.
It'd be nice to be a samurai sword. He just goes,
oh yeah.
Opens
it up. He's like, Bushido code, max take a dump. I caught it up. I caught up a max a dump.
Max a son.
Your dump are too big for toilet. Dude, that's crazy to shit. Yeah, that kid's not going to know satisfying anything if you're dropping logs that big, because you got to drop a log like that and you're like,
yeah, that's dude, his baseline. That's crazy. That's baseline.
I just, nobody seems to be as upset as me.
It's pretty wild.
You can't.
You know
that.
What it is?
Yeah.
You
that's the fucking creepiest, weirdest thing ever.
You have a because you know what?
And I was serious. Bobby's like, what, dude? What
you're
do you
picturing
mean?
Saying it to Phil. That's why it's like,
think of going to a kid's house for a sleepover and him and his dad
that is weird
tag team shits to flush them.
That is weird.
He tags his dad in to fucking finish the job.
How old is your boy again?
He's 10 now.
10's old enough to slay
your
own turds.
Dude, I'm sorry. Past 5, if you're having dump problems with the piping, that should be on you the whole time. You should be embarrassed to take that to your father.
Yeah.
I brought that up as well, and Bobby said he was proud of it.
The big turds?
Yeah, I saw a picture of the turd, and I was like, that is something.
Yeah.
I get
you'd be proud of.
Because for a second, you're like, what are you, the fucking bear family from the Charmin commercials? Who the fuck's in here fucking talking about pooping as openly as this fucking people?
That is, I can't get over how weird that is.
Yeah, what's weird is,
Bobby's just fine with it.
I want to know what the play call is. I want to know if he's like, dad, poop, or if he goes like,
yeah.
Break it up.
Break it up. We got a breaker.
Go breaker.
Got a beached whale.
Yeah,
it looks like a beached whale. It lays on the bowl.
That is
surface from. Dude, it's a massive turd.
You're telling me most of his turds breach?
Single log breach. it's laying down. It's a beach whale. It's laying half out of the water.
Does he share
these,
or is he just flashing you from his phone?
He showed me it. I could probably, I can.
Yeah, I gotta see
him.
It.
Try to get him to send you a picture of one of these turds.
But he talked about this publicly.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
If it was cleared on the bonfire.
I get where he's coming from, breaking them up, and like, you know, but once they're 10, you got to hand, it's got to be like a ceremony where you unite them with the shit stick.
Yeah, unite them. Yeah. You break your turds now.
Let's just call Bob.
It's changing of the guards.
He called me and I didn't call him back. He's going to be mad at me.
Make it with soda, that fucking asshole.
He's like, dude, I'm not going to break
it. Look at his fucking picture now. He's got a skinny ass face.
Hot Bobby.
Damn. I think we all know someone who loves taking photos, but their hundreds of pictures are just wasting away on their phone. Start putting them to good use with a unique, stylish digital picture frame from Aura Frames. It was named the number one digital picture frame by Wirecutter, and for a good reason. It's so easy to set up.
It was in Wirecutter?
It was in Wirecutter, dude. It's so easy to set up, and they have different frame options. I love Aura Frames. I have a ton of JPEGs that I store on it, and they're very good.
Yeah.
The best part.
What are you storing on there?
It's perfect for moving all my pictures, dude. The best part.
Oh, so you can store pictures from your telephone straight to it.
Yeah.
So I can keep some photos people send me.
Exactly. And you can travel. You can
put
travel
them all
with,
over your house for exactly. people to see.
Or if you just wanted to condense a bunch of images and like fly somewhere, you know, and you kind of like discreetly, you do that easily.
That's genius. All right.
The best part is that it comes with unlimited storage. All you need is the free Aura app and a Wi-Fi connection. And you can upload as many photos and videos as you want. Get this. Year round.
No.
Not just half the year, the entire year.
That's awesome.
Arguably for the rest of your life. Right now, you can save on the perfect gift that keeps on giving by visiting AuraFrames.com. For a limited time, listeners can get $20 off their best-selling frame with code MSSP. That is AuraFrames.com, promo code MSSP. Terms and conditions do apply.
Shit. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time is unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. So, all right. I like it.
Yeah, time is, I love time.
Personally, I endorse it.
For sure.
Don't you?
Definitely.
I endorse it.
It's, yeah, the best. I think it's the best, honestly. Out of all the types you can get.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
That's the best.
That's nice.
Yeah, just once.
You run in, you get a fucked up therapist somewhere. You go, fuck, I'm stuck with this fucking maniac.
Yep, switch right away.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/MSSP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/MSSP.
Beautiful. Lucy is made for your, Lucy is made for your nicotine routine and delivered straight to your door. It's 100% pure nicotine and always tobacco free. You can choose your preferred form, pouches, breakers, or gum.
God.
And you can choose your strength from 2 milligram to 12 milligram.
12.
Yeah, they got the 12s now. Boba.
That's wild.
Flavors include mint, apple ice, espresso, mango, and more. Save yourself from the weekly gas station stop and sign up for a monthly subscription, which saves you 15%. No commitment. Cancel anytime.
That's a good deal.
That's a good deal. Those nicotine pouches, my God.
You got to always go to the gas station to get the, you know, the generic version.
The crap.
Well, yeah.
The crap.
Meanwhile, Lucy comes to you.
Dude, 15%. It's the best. The product that sets Lucy apart is Lucy Breakers.
Oh, yeah.
It's nicotine pouches, but with a tiny capsule inside. The capsule contains liquid flavor that saturates the pouch before it's even in use. Break it with your teeth and boom. Instant nicotine release when you need it.
So it releases in your mouth.
Perfectly. It releases pops. Right in your mouth. I like to warm mine up in the warm water, then I pop them.
Oh.
Nice warm bath right in my mouth. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/drench and use promo code DRENCH to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. Lucy.co and use code DRENCH to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Wow.
Yes, sir. That's it.
That's it. We did it.
We did it. Also, please come to Pittsburgh. I'll be in Pittsburgh and I'll also be in Chicago. Go to Chicago, please. Go to mavicuster.com/dates.
Yeah, thank go to shanemgillis.com for my tour dates. A
bunch of other places.
Lemaire, get in front of the camera if you're going to do it. Get right here. I need you here.
Hey, everybody. Come, I'm doing my game show feud at the Creek in the Cave, March 14th. Please come through.
That and was then Matt,
also, also, March 19th at Cap City Comedy Club. Please come there.
Yeah. Thank you. No, it doesn't matter. That was good solidarity. I appreciate you. Thank you for taking the charge with me. Well, don't worry.
Yeah, I just want to see the turd. This is just for my own personal satisfaction.
Yo.
Hey, you're on our podcast right now.
It's great. I'm literally in the middle of taking a dump.
Whoa. Why do you bring that up? Hi, Bobby, Dan Soder. Yeah. They were telling me, Shane was telling me a story that he went on Bonfire and that you break up Max's giant turds.
Yeah, dude. Well, as you guys, none of you guys know this, but when you have a kid,
Matt has kids.
I have kids.
You know, well, you try to teach him how to ride a bike. You teach him how to throw a ball.
He's 10.
Hang on now. Settle down. Let me get.
Also, there. I'm sorry. You gotta send a photo of one of these because I've been describing how fucking huge these turds are.
Well, it's the size of a Venti Starbucks iced coffee. Now the problem is that, you know, he's at that age where it's like, okay, time. You never know when that thing is where it's like, all right, time to let you tie your own shoes.
I think double digits is it.
Well, double digits, it's like between, is it teen or is it double digits?
You gotta stop. You gotta stop.
Yeah.
Now listen, Shane,
today,
Shane,
you have to Shane, stop today. It has to be
Shane,
done.
Shane, listen, that was a moment on the other day. And when you said it's time, I took that home to the family.
And dude, I love that you had a poop breakup meeting. Family meeting. Guys, we got to talk about breaking up Max's baby arm turds.
Well, I think, but here's the problem, right? We got to find a way to make the poop smaller.
You can't no change way. What it is, dude. No. The kid throws heat.
I think there's a way that he'll grow, like he'll poop more like in the morning and maybe in the afternoon.
So oh, you're saying pooping. Cut it into two sessions.
I'm saying there's a way to make it smaller. I think the reason why it's so big, you might hold it for a day.
Oh, charge him up.
And then
that's so funny. Out, he Iukins his poops.
You got to don't break up. Don't break up. You got to let him keep shitting like that. It is extraordinary. He's got the kid has something special.
Yeah.
But you can't, you got to let it go. It's his project now. You can't keep getting involved. You're Joe Jacksoning right, your son's shit.
I did say to him the other day, I go, listen, bro, you have to start doing this yourself. This is your thing. You're a big boy now. You know, you want responsibility. You want to go take your bike around the neighborhood by yourself. You're going to have to start cutting your own poop.
This sounds like something that farmers say about their dads, where they go, you're at the age where, my father told me I had to cut my own turd.
10, he's 10, dude. That's.
Also, aren't you concerned that your wife cheated on you with a grizzly bear? That you have to break up his poops?
It's 100% a Weatherby shit thing. It's not a Kelly's have perfect poops. I mean, I wake up, sip a coffee, take a shit. I take an afternoon poop. I'm good.
The fact that this might have resulted in an argument between Bobby and Don, where he goes, it's your family. They got giant assholes.
I gave him a bum chin, and she gave him huge shits. So,
well, Bobby, could
I
you?
I want to say this. Yeah. The other day, I came home yesterday.
He's still shitting.
I came home yesterday, and his poop, I think he cut his own poop.
What?
I think he
just comes out with his hands covered in shit. And he goes, I don't know how to do it. I forgot how he taught me. I was just mushing. I was whack-a-mole in it.
He grabbed it like a trout.
Yeah. All right, Bob.
So I think he did it.
You can never do it again. Please.
I agree with you. Look, it's hard for me as a dad to take advice from somebody who isn't a dad.
It's shut up.
It's just common sense.
It's fucking disgusting. Honestly, I can't believe you're talking about it publicly. It's crazy.
Well, if I didn't talk about it publicly, I probably would have just kept cutting it until he was 18.
True. Oh, my God. And then he's 17 and he has to borrow your car out when you're cutting his shit.
Oh, he's with his wife on their first date. Honey, can you come here and help me with this? And she has to come in and cut his shit with a coat hanger. It would be a nightmare.
What's the stick? So, what stick do you use?
I use I save metal coat hangers and I make them into
you're like aborting them?
Yeah. You're giving back alley abortions to your son's
shits? I've developed a certain way where you can make it into a shit knife.
Pick him up in the middle and let him break in half? How do you do that?
I want you to patent that design, Shark Tank that bad boy. Are you cutting your kid's shits too late in life?
I'm telling you, if you bend the coat hanger and you use the little hook, you bend that back and that's the knife part. The other part is a nice handle and you get a nice cut. You get a clean cut.
This sounds
satisfying. Fucked
up, dude. Can you please send a pic?
Yeah, can you send a pic, please?
Oh, that grows up. Put it in the scrapbook.
It's gross that you seem sentimental about this.
Yeah, it really does feel like it's gonna end up in a scrapbook.
Yeah.
Where you guys look at that.
You know, I have a weak stomach. It's one of my things in life where it's like I hate this. So I'm glad that I finally brought it up.
It should have never been a thing in your life.
I want to say thank you, Shane, for being so stern.
I love you and I care about you, and that's why this is fucked up.
It's not that crazy.
It's crazy.
What are you talking
about? It's not that crazy, but it has to stop.
It's not that crazy.
It's not that crazy.
Some people have these big poops, and you can't.
He's fucking 10.
10 is, yeah.
He's 10.
I understand if he was 6.
He knows multiplication.
Yeah.
True.
He does know multiplication, but listen.
He's got his tables going. You cut your own poop.
What is that, 5th grade? 6th grade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 5th grade.
Fucked up.
Yeah, but I think it's over. I think we're good. And I taught him how to use the bidet, so it's a wrap. I think with the shit problem in the Kelly house
has
come to a conclusion.
The war is over.
Brother, there was 3 poltergeists. I would make sure everything is worked out.
I think the war is over, dude. I'm gonna go home.
All right. Well,
send that pic.
Goodbye. Please send that picture.
I will send it right now.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you. You're the man.
Oh man,
I can't believe you guys aren't outraged by this.
It's not outrageous. I do get, because it is hard to cut off a line.
I find it absolutely disgusting. I think
it's so strange.
I don't have a
Can
sense
you imagine
of smell.
Your dad cutting your shit?
I think poop
no,
is
he
hilarious.
Wouldn't have done it. But I'm saying I get it though. Just different. Fatherhood's different now. You're way more sensitive, so you have to be like, it's okay. Your shit's so huge, son. Let's show. It's probably like fishing. Where you're just probably doing it together. You're just fucking sitting by. You put like fly fishing waders on. You're like, come here, son. Let me show you how to hook this turd.
No, absolutely not. Where's shame? Where's like the, like, I can't let my dad know I have these monster dumps.
Yeah, but I would be proud to show off a huge turd like that. That's kind of like prideful to be like, yo.
You know what? You're absolutely correct.
Especially stunting on your old man. That's like being stronger than your dad.
I forgot how I feel. I really got more concerned with the opinion than the feeling I have in that situation. Because when I have one breach, I do want someone to see it.
Yeah.
It is. It's like dunking alone.
It is, yes.
True.
The breach is great.
It's like slam dunking alone and you go like, well, that was for nobody.
Look at the hell.
A breacher is nice. And a photo of the turd would be great.
True.
It's a funny photo.
It's calling your father into
when you see the size of this turd and you realize it's coming from a 10-year-old boy. It's so fucking
I won't
funny.
Be able to sleep until I see this thing.
I know.
But
I'm waiting for it to drop.
How could you can't?
Can't have your dad.
True,
do it.
You're not wrong.
I'm not gonna. All right, I'll
you're
stop,
not wrong.
I'm not saying anything different other than
it has to
it's
stop.
Fucking insane.
It has to stop. You're right about that. I see how it could get to that point and you just not thinking about it.
Dude, the call out to your dad. Dad.
Yeah.
It's not a big one.
Done it again.
He's like under the sink. He's like, what's up, Max? Yeah. He goes, I had a big one. Remember how we ate protein for lunch?
Yeah, that's the other thing. He said he was giving Max like fucking protein.
10-year-olds don't need protein.
Yeah, he's hitting him with like protein bars and shit.
He's jacking
going
up.
Upstairs and dropping fucking loads.
That will, yeah. Yes. Yeah, well,
a 10-year-old trying to process adult protein.
Oh.
He's just like, oh, fuck.
When you have kids, you don't like you're naked around them as babies. And then like you don't there's not like a smooth cutoff of when you can't be naked around them anymore until at one point they're just go they like just stare at your dick and you're like,
Yeah.
That's so funny. Like, that well, get out of here. You pervert. Get out of here, you small pervert.
Yeah. Ew. Ew, why are you doing
that? Or you hold them while you pee. You'll be in a situation like, I got to pee and I'm holding you. And then they'll get to the height where they can just kick you in the dick while you're peeing. And you're like, yo, chill.
Yeah, I remember being the kid when that happens.
Yeah.
You're in the shower with like your dad.
And you hope to go.
Like, do you ever see a monster dick?
Yeah, dude. When you see your dad's dong and you go, like, mine was worse. Mine was like a little more white trash because we'd sleep on a pull-out couch together in San Francisco in my grandma's apartment. And I'd be full jammied up on one side of the bed, but he was just an alcoholic that like didn't wear underwear. So you just get naked and crawl into bed and you're like, all right. And I didn't live with my dad, so I'd always see him and I'm like, dude, all right.
Well, that's enough of this.
This is crazy.
You don't think anything about it though, because it's just like it's like an afterthought.
But he wasn't like molesting me.
No.
He was just going to alcoholic sleep because I'd be in bed like 3 hours beforehand. You just hear his OP corduroy shorts clanging
on a pull-out couch mattress.
Like, and he would take it off and put it on like the bookcase and then just be like,
shitty springs on a mattress that thick.
Yeah. He'd just go like,
and he goes, so like, fucking funny.
Oh, my Dick Tracy pajamas. My full Dick Tracy.
I had Dick Tracy underwear.
I had the full blue Dick Tracy with the logo
Where
on
is it.
It,
Bobby? Where is the
tag? Come on, Bobby, dude. Don't.
Yeah, my brother used to sleep naked and we shared a room, and he would just like by the end of the day, like when the morning time, the blanket would be off, and you'd just see like his naked ass.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
It's a big red bush.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okama and Beezer have been hit with it. Really? I sleep naked. And early on the road, we'd share hotel rooms.
Yeah. These blankets pop off.
I got you with the best one.
Dude, the best one was we went to D.C. We got there early, and Shane was like, we're splitting a hotel room. And Shane's like, naked nap time. And he got naked and took a nap. And then we were like getting ready for the show.
I am Diddy, dude.
He is. Your comedy Diddy.
That's your freak off.
Fuck.
I didn't know it was something you get in trouble for.
I had to wear an MSSP hat and go retrieve hookers, even though I was headlining. Shane knows that you want the hooker.
Robert Kelly accidentally sent it to Dane Cook.
No, he didn't.
He sent a picture of his son's turn to Dane Cook.
Which Dane has no idea. Dane just thinks he got a picture of his shit.
Is his phone in rhyming order? How did he do that?
Shane, he probably went like this. Boop, boop. Hey, Siri.
Oh, no. It's definitely Dan. It's Dan. He said Dane. He meant Dan.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, fuck. That's funny.
God damn, dude, that's so funny.
That was fun to think about for a second.
Wish it was Dane Cook. You taking a look at that turd?
What are we working with?
That is a turd.
Let me see that turd.
I mean, that is.
Yo.
For a 10-year-old boy?
Yo. That's crazy. That's like a 40-year-old on the vegan diet, turd. I mean,
that would make, on a carnivore diet. You're like, are you eating a steak? Oh, doesn't it give you diarrhea if you do carnivore? Yeah,
carnivore gives you Hershey Kiss turds.
Yeah.
Hershey.
Damn, I really wanted that to be Dane Cook.
That would have been awesome.
There's three. He responded with, there's 3 inches that are down the tube, too. Just I can't see.
Totally noticed that. I totally noticed that.
Dude, he iceberged me. He goes, what you see is actually not the biggest part. And he knows. He cuts them.
Dude, I'm not out in this guy. Dude.
This guy's like, crazy. This guy's like a surveyor. He's got a divining rod for shit.
I feel like we shouldn't even be talking about it. I think it's going to fuck like.
It's not that embarrassing. It's not that embarrassing. It's not crazy.
It's not that crazy.
You're doing gross shit. Right, you're taking their temperature in their butthole when they're little.
He's 10.
I know, but if
we're talking about him like he's 5.
Yeah, you know what?
Head is so fucking
Shane brings up a good point. Dude, he brings up a good point.
Head.
Bobby brought up on the regs. You can't be a year away from your dad breaking up your shit to head.
True. Yeah.
You need 3 years.
He needs to not get pussy. He needs to like take a vow to not get pussy for a while.
I think this will do it. I mean, this is going to lock that. That's going to ruin it forever.
Yeah, if I was 10 years old, dude, imagine in 5 years if he grows up and then he goes, wait, hold up. The number one podcast talked about my dad breaking up my poops. And it's just out in space. And you're like,
he did it first. I know. For the record, did it first.
It's not that embarrassing. I don't think it's that embarrassing.
I mean, now that you've got kids or whatever, and like a lot of our friends have kids, I think about like this generation of podcasting didn't realize that what we were using for stories and stuff are going to be people growing up and being like, your episode 432 of the bonfire? Yeah, that's me. I was the one flicking my dick in the pool. And you're like, oh shit, they said your full name. I just heard it.
I was, but yeah, the DC, I hit him with a nice ditty.
Oh yeah.
I hit him with a diddler.
Well, here's what happens. He was taunting me. Because he got up and he was like, had a towel in front of him and he was going like this. He's going, I'm naked. But he didn't realize he pulled it up too high. So his, so his dick was just hanging out under. And he was going like,
a long time.
So it looked like he was just taunting me. Yeah. It looked like, he was trying to hold it.
Dude, I was holding it up and it's just my penis.
Just the reddest balls and wiener you ever seen. Just the most fucking Irish blooded dick. And he's like,
dude, his pink from the shower.
It was when he realized it. He was like, "Oh, no, no."
Was this the first time you guys shared a room together?
One of them.
It was close.
It was one of them.
I was taking naked naps every.
Dude, he let it be known. Naked. Or I go, Shane, we're. Because my thing's snoring. I'd be like, do you snore? He's like, yeah, I snore sometimes. I'm like, all right. And then we get to the hotel. He goes, I also take naked naps.
I also sleep naked.
And then he
so.
Peeled off and got in, and he would just go like this. Naked in the sheets, like excited.
Hotel kicking the bed is nice.
It is a good way to handle like the awkwardness of sharing a hotel room.
Be silly,
just getting showing him your dick right off the bat. Oh, like, it immediately God. Absolves all the tension.
Being a silly boy, break up his turd. You know,
yeah. Otherwise there'd be that unspeakable sexual tension the entire time.
There's a lot of sexual tension.
This is why Greece's economy has never recovered, because there's just unquestionable sexual tension between all the men.
My favorite. My favorite hotel moment with that was I was sleeping middle of the night. Me and Beezer were sharing a room, and I just laid on my side, and he was also facing the same
yeah.
And I woke up to him staring at me. Just, we're laying face to face. And he was like, yo. I was like, dude, get the fuck out of here.
What the fuck was he doing? He was just up?
Yeah, he's the beast, dude. He's
just
like,
watching you.
He goes, yeah. I'm like, all right, dude. I rolled over to the other side.
Bees are just going, yeah, you look like you were remming hard.
That guy was hitting the funniest fucking snores. Bees is the number one snorer.
I couldn't imagine.
It was every night. It was so funny.
Does he go high pitch?
Yeah, I can't even describe no, how. It's not like a. It's like.
I'm trying to think who the worst one is. Tim Dillon was a pretty big snorer. Bobby, I think I split a hotel room with one time. He was when he was big. But dude, we went on a camping trip and this comic Mike Suarez was there with like everyone. And it was
biggest snore.
Dude, it made me angry.
I got a good naked.
I held it against him the next day. Like, the next day he was talking, Mike Suarez. He would talk and I'd be like, what? like jailhouse bigging him. I'd be like, you ruined my sleep last night. Because it was like it'd go quiet and he'd be like, oh cool, and then he'd go.
Oh. Yeah, that's.
And it's the downtime that kills you.
When you think you're done.
Because my dad would snore in that fucking bed and I'd hit him. I'm like, dad. And he'd go,
yeah. Like, I did it.
The wake up snore.
God damn it. Where is it?
Oh, he goes right there, like,
I'll fucking kill you, dude. I hate it so much.
My mom just deals, dude. My dad snores to the point where you can hear it from like two bedrooms down. And
she just, dude,
for fucking 35 years or whatever.
Boomer generation.
Just rocks it out. And she'll be like, Kev. And then he'll be like, say it's the exact thing.
But they sleep on different couches.
Is O'Connor in a hotel room?
Oh my God, it looks like he came back in time.
What the fuck?
It looks like it looks like I'm diddler again. I took a
oh my God, dude. Dude,
oh my God.
4:31 a.m.
I'm going to start calling you S. Gilly.
Bro.
I mean, he looks like a Terminator movie.
He does.
Like when they come back in time. He's like laying there with his butt. He's just primarily butt.
Back to the hotel room. You open the door. It's just O'Connor ass naked on one of the beds on top of the blanket.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Beezer's putting a case together against you.
Beezer's going to get me.
Yeah, it was nonstop. Dude, nonstop harassment.
I'm going to know him. Yeah. Dude, I'm doing it.
You hear that? Oh, dude, all the cases are coming together. A lawyer's going to approach me and go like, ah, that DC yeah, thing, whatever.
His dick, it was fine.
Yeah, whatever, it was fine. They go, you know, there is money. It's like Camp Lejeune. Yeah. You know, there's money in the settlement for you. And you go, well, I am working a funny bone half soul this weekend.
Uncomfortable. He did.
I did think it was a boisterous move.
You liked it.
They go, a certain comedian from New York who's married to Katie Nolan. And they have to go, I love pussy. I love pussy so much. I make her show me my pussy. I'm Meek Mill. I just get completely
it's
Meek
that
Mill.
Sweet, sweet pussy for
oh
me.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I dip all my food in pussy.
How many times? I got you naked a couple times.
Yeah. Big time.
You've got me, right? Have you seen me?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I have to have shown you.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, if you catch me naked,
we had our rooms are directly across
the
hall.
Yeah, there's a lot of nudity
so
there.
Just, yeah.
If you catch me naked, you're catching me naked like Sasquatch. Like,
I need
you're
to see that.
Vecchione has only seen me for 10 years.
I've never seen you naked.
Vecchione caught me side.
He caught you side.
Side, walking, side dong.
It is crazy. It's such a deep secret, your nudity. Like, everyone's nudity is a
women
absolutely.
Women don't give
they
a
don't
shit.
Care. I had a dream last night about two naked women walking around, and I swear to God, I was like, there's a naked lady in one room going to a naked lady in the other room. And I'm like, I wonder if she'll be cool with this lady being naked.
Yeah.
Woke up hard as a fucking rock. It's crazy. Yeah. I for real woke up. I was like, God damn. Yeah,
turns out my thing is moving naked ladies. Room to room naked ladies.
That's nice.
My cat was so stiff this morning. Yeah. I woke
up. Damn, I've been getting some high school boners. Yeah, I've been getting some
you
high school.
You guys been getting boners lately? I've been waking up with fucking intense morning with
I'm
myself.
Telling you, I've
really?
Been waking up yeah. with this morning,
something's
I had to
in the air. Something's going on.
There must be. I woke up hard as a fucking nail this morning.
I woke
tell
up.
Trump's coming back.
Trump's
coming back. The boys are, the men are waking
those
up.
Are the,
going,
the weather
masculinity
vein?
Is returned.
That's the weather vane.
He's close.
This morning, I woke up and it was a pee boner. So I'm not going to lie to you guys.
It still counts.
Pee boners are still nice.
Still counts.
You can well, jack crazy. Off through a pee boner.
Here's
you
what's crazy about a pee boner.
It's a longer whack, awesome. But you can fucking do it.
Here's what no one talks about with a pee boner. It's still a boner, so you're right. It rubs up against it. So you're in the sheets rubbing and you're like, do I get a boner? And then you wake up and you go, oh.
Just
a
pee
boner.
Pee boner.
It's pee based.
It's pee based.
My penis is filled with pee. That's
oh,
why it's hard.
Just because my wiener is filled with piss.
So it has nothing to do with my desire.
Santa didn't bring me any presents. But then I've been waking up recently being like, what is this? Fucking 11th grade?
Ooh.
Yeah, dude. And
then you get after it? Do you get after it with your fucking sweet boo thing?
No, because sometimes she'll have gone to sleep like 3 hours before, and yeah, I know how hard it is for her to go to sleep.
Wait,
go,
it's me, Dad. Wake up. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
You have like four of them.
Hey, baby. Never mind.
Well, now, damn, I was going to make more sexual jokes, but I feel like I'm the goddamn P. Diddler.
You are, dude.
Because I was just going to be like, I'm not P. Diddler, but.
Dude, you're
on paper, I'm the diddler.
Dude, listen, so funny. I got one more night. Much, I got one more night of staying at Shangri-La, so I got to play the rules.
I'm coming out there.
True.
I'm gonna lock the door tonight. I'm gonna call Katie, and she's like, "You gotta sleep. You got a long day of travel tomorrow." I go, "I can't."
Like 5 a.m. You hear just. And then you walk back away.
And then the next one, you go, hey, and you go, so you're taking off? Yeah. No eye contact?
Just a full glimpse of butthole. You got to show him butthole just completely.
Butthole's too much.
Show
dude.
Him butthole.
I draw a line at a butthole.
I come home, Lemaire goes, hey, Shane wants to see you in the room. I come in. It's
a quiet place. It's a quiet place around here at night, dude.
Dude, I plug.
Lemaire locks that door and just hides.
True.
He's in his he's in his Will Smith pool house, just being like, dude, don't come get me. Don't come get me. He's waiting. He installs a motion light. So he sees the light turn on. He's like,
it'd be nice, too, if he went through the pool for no reason to get him to swam.
Oh,
here.
Emerge.
I'll come up out of the water.
Out like God,
it is. The steps are right at his door.
Yeah.
Gator time, dude. I'll just wait.
Dude. Oh, here comes the sex gator.
I had a dream about crocodiles last night, too.
Did you get a boner?
Swear to God. No, it was before the naked ladies. I had to grab a stone. My dad was like, go get a big stone. I went to get it, and the pond was full of crocodiles, so I like couldn't get it. They started chasing me, got on the fence, and realized I had little rocks on me I could throw at the crocodiles that they were afraid of. Pretty damn. Sick.
You remember all that?
Yeah, dude.
He always talks about
I have extreme dream recall.
He remembers his dreams.
You
I have
remember
like
all
dream
that.
Dream recall, yeah.
I
make myself
you said
remember
was like, yeah, that's a dream thought. Where you go, all these rocks scare him. Like, you know that.
Dude, it was crazy.
It
you
would
these
be
are the scare rocks.
So incredible if you've been lying every single time.
I swear to God.
No,
dude.
I believe you 100%.
Just on his way to the podcast going like,
Got it.
I think I got a good dream I can make.
Got up. Another one.
Crocodile Rocks. I'm going to do Crocodile Rocks.
I'm going to bring it back.
I'm going to run back Crocodile Rocks. I did it on Billy. I didn't do it on Shane. You got to keep your tab.
I had to keep him whatever I said.
You had a crazy dream. Goes, no. You've done Crocodile Rocks with us before. And he goes, oh, I had that dream again.
It's reoccurring.
It's reoccurring. You just immediately pivot to reoccurring.
I only get tornadoes reoccurring.
Do you really?
You get tornadoes.
Tornadoes, yeah.
Constantly.
All I get time. Constantly having to wait tables again.
Really?
Yeah, football too. Like high school football. Now then
I get high school football, but up. Maybe a chance to win. I get do you want to come back and play? You sucked, but now you're an adult and they're all children.
It's also kind of the same thing. And then usually midway through the dream, I'm like, I'm 36.
Yeah.
Mine,
waiting tables one I always get is they're like, hey, you're on. Like you're late. And you're like, I haven't worked here in 12 years. And they go, you got a full section. And then you look and it's like, I know half the restaurant, but this new half I've never seen before. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh, thank God.
Thank fucking God.
Thank fucking God.
Yeah.
Yeah, stand up. I get stand up dreams.
I get stand up where
I can't remember my stuff.
Remember the set or I ran the light by 3 hours. Okay. I get off stage and people are like, what the fuck was that?
What do you get stand up?
I don't remember my set. Yeah. I usually don't remember my set. And then the last one I had was like, the audience was split behind two doors, and one door, like, they weren't looking at me at all, and the other door were looking, but I couldn't, like, it was brutal. They kept opening and shutting, and I was like, anyway, and I'll stall and try to riff, and it's the worst shit in every time. Oh,
dude, I have lose momentum nightmares about stand-up, but it'll be, like, Chris Rock and Jon Stewart are like, they came by to watch your set, and then I don't remember my jokes.
Oh.
And then I feel the momentum in the room leave, and I feel everyone leave, and I go like, well, hold up. I'm not done yet. It's a bomb. You're just bombing in front of your heroes.
God, it sucks.
And then you wake up and you're mad. You're like,
I suck. I bombed.
Who opened for me?
Yeah.
Who's opening?
Yeah,
who set the table?
Tim Dillon hit me with one of my favorite stories. He was talking about, I hope this is funny. He flies private a lot, so he's in a plane, and he said it was hitting like insane turbulence. Mm. And like in the middle of like him being like, all right, this is it, I'm dying. He was with Mike Feeney, and he like looked over at Feeney, and Feeney was like, I mean, of course they're doing great. They got Trevor Wallace opening for him. He's like, I'm going to die listening to another comedian be like, fucking Trevor Wallace is killing it.
Yeah. I can't get clicked on. This guy's got millions of views. And it's just like, shake a plane. And he's going like, I don't know, man.
I'm trying to get into New York Comedy Club. They're pretty good.
You know what's crazy is I put it at the cellar on Wednesdays. Yeah. I tell her I got the whole day for you.
He's fucking crash.
As you're plummeting towards the earth.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, especially Feeney. Feeney's hilarious.
Yeah.
For that.
That's just perfect.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Yeah, everybody's doing that in their head at all times.
I'm not Diddy.
You're Diddy.
Diddly.
I'm not Diddy. And Matt, have I ever diddled you?
No. No.
For real.
You haven't diddled me.
You've never diddled me for real.
Here's what it is. Touch your butt and penis.
Yes.
Every single day.
Every time.
I think you're cloudy with a chance of Diddy.
I think so, but I don't touch your penis too often.
No, I've been smacked in the penis by you under 6 times.
I don't smack. Give it a nice grace.
Yeah, gentle. It's gentle.
Come on. I would never hurt you.
No, you never hurt. Yeah. But you give a little.
You don't give
a full knock.
Yeah, you knock on the door. Just talking.
I go. Yeah. You give up.
You see where the horse bit, man.
You know what you do? You finger roll.
I don't touch LeMaire's penis.
Chill.
LeMaire, have I touched your penis?
Not here.
I like that he's got state by state.
How's the fucking piss?
Pennsylvania, you have.
Damn it, dude. Josh, I've never touched your penis.
Can't stop, won't stop.
There's still time.
If we keep hanging out, I'm gonna
Josh, that's getting jumped into the gang. He's really fucking.
That's so funny.
When he backhand finger rolls your ween.
I thought that's just what guys do. You guys don't do that?
They do.
You don't touch guys' penises?
They do. You're right. Guys do touch guys' penises.
Yeah.
They do. And they gooch each other.
Yeah.
I got gooched in college so many times.
Credit card.
Dude, fucking Joe List's Comedy Central half hour is one of his bits is about how I credit carded his ass at a Burger King. And he was mad at me. And I was like, he turned around and I went,
it's so funny.
It's wild when people get angry about it.
Yeah, he was in basketball shorts too. So it wasn't declined.
Oh, you got in there.
I got in there. Yeah. I got a full finger in between cheeks. I grazed.
Some dudes don't fuck around that though.
Some dudes get so angry, dude. Particularly minorities.
True.
This is not a white man's game.
Oh, white. Fake gay is white. That's white
Diddy
art.
Diddy might just be a regular white guy when it comes to people. Or
maybe Diddy got so rich he started identifying.
He morphed into a
true.
Yeah, he started like, okay.
That's what happens. You get free time on your hands. You just sit around and you go, I'm going to grab his asshole.
His best friend died and he was like, man, I'm going to start grabbing dicks.
True.
He's like, Biggie ain't here. Because Biggie would have been like, hey, Puff, you can't be grabbing motherfuckers' dicks like that. He goes, shut up, Biggie. This is funny. He goes, nah, that ain't funny, man. That's white guy shit.
It is white guy shit. I told you when I found out the hard way. Courtney Reynolds shocked me in the dick.
Really?
Courtney Reynolds. I went over to him. I hit him with the fucking, you see where the horse bit me? I went, just dodged it lightly. And he went, my dick.
Oh, it reminds me of one of my favorite early.
It's such a funny response, though, to getting dinners. Be like, yo, dude, I don't like that shit. Punch you in the penis. As
hard, dude. He threw like an uppercut into my balls.
One of my favorite early internet videos.
I like went down. I like had to, it took me 20 minutes to recover.
Did you get a stomach ache?
Yes, yeah. It was. I got punched in the nuts.
Do you remember when the kid comes out of the recycling bin in the wolf mask and that black kid just fucking jacks him? It's the same thing.
Yeah, he got me. And,
he popped up and the kid was like, pow!
And you know the anger that you get when you get hit in the balls?
Yeah.
I wanted to, then I had to like gain my composure and be like, I deserve that. I touched his dick first.
And you also have to subtly explain to him.
It was an open mic. It was during a show.
You have to explain.
But I think I invited him to. I might be Diddy. I might be like, yo, you want to do some time on the show?
There ain't no bucket for guys I can grab.
Oh my God.
You're up. Fuck. Dude, that is.
Fuck.
Now I feel like I'm sitting like Biggie. Oh, yo, dude, I'll say it's like my man Shane be saying. Either get your dick out or get the fuck out the house. Yo, it's like my man Shane Gillis always be saying.
Oh my God.
More dicks, more problems.
Should probably put this one behind a paywall.
Yo, what? I feel like I'm really paranoid. Like he's really going to come and touch me.
Fucking DMZ, be like, he's touching guys' dicks.
I didn't realize there's more risk for you now.
Yeah, the risk is.
This is just a fun riff for me and Matt. For you, you're like, is this coming back to me?
Oh yeah. This was coming back.
People
yeah.
Magazine.
Yo, I legit be waking up paranoid.
The cover of Wired Magazine.
I'll take Ink, that one. That's
Ink
funny.
Magazine. Yeah, Ink
magazine. Dude, God damn it.
Oh my God. Penis grabbing scandal.
There's no scandal.
You got to shift this talking about turds.
Go
real
back
quick.
To what Bobby's doing is weird. Me, he's you know credit card and fucking. I don't go with the ass that much.
No,
I'm more ass full is frontal.
True. It definitely gets you right into awareness. If you're lost in your thoughts at all, and someone like grabs your penis really quickly, you're like, wait, yeah, what's going on? You're like, all right, I got to pay attention to this. What's going on?
A nut tap is diabolical.
Nut taps are fucked.
That's a mean thing to do to someone.
A nut tap with it's like a towel whip with the right snap. You could do real damage.
Yeah, true.
Dude, when I was a busboy at Red Robin, we would wet the tips of the bus rags and fucking snap.
Yeah.
This older busser, Eli, was so good at it. He could take your skin and like hit your arm and you'd be like, dude, what the fuck? Because it's playful, but when it gets, we'd be like, sap, and you'd be like, oh. And he was older and I was like 16, so you like walk in the back and be like,
that really actually hurt me.
Yeah, you're in the dry goods. You're like, hey, Dan, we got a six stop to just left. You go, be right there.
I'll be out.
That'd be nice, though. It'd be like a 40-year-old bus boy and just fucking
nail the guy
could, with two towels, dip the edges and fuck on. We would like surround him. Like, when the restaurant was closed, we were cleaning up. We'd like try to bully Eli and he'd be like,
he's like Darth Maul.
Dude, it was.
No, he's like, crazy.
We saw one and then he pulled out the other one.
Yeah.
You know what's kind of nice? I've been thinking about, how you can, like, you know how vampires glamour people, like, look in your eyes, like, I will go here. You can do that to young employees anywhere you go. I was getting ice cream recently. and they fucked up.
Did he?
They fucked up.
You taking advantage of people.
They fucked the order up. They fucked the, and, like, they forgot Brittany got, like, a strawberry ice cream. They're like, no one ever ordered strawberry ice cream. And I just looked at him. I was like, just make one, dude. He was like, okay. And he's like, I was like, just make it, dude. Because there's a big, I'd have to get back in a big line. He's like, well, you'd have to go there. And I was like, dude, do it.
Just fucking make it.
Just make it, man.
Because you know what? You, like, okay. You hit like his common sense nerve. Yeah. And he went like, yeah. Like, if I were, like, if he, that man's capable of any empathy, he was just like, yeah, all right, yeah.
He
like,
just, I would have done that. He thought about it. I'm like, so I'm going to tell her she doesn't have ice cream. I'm like, dude, do it. And he was like, all right. Yeah. And just made it. I was like, good man.
But nice. You have to do the hand wave. You go.
I think it was.
You should have Jedi'd him.
Yeah, just make it.
Make the fucking strawberry ice cream.
And he goes, I'll make it.
My wife wants strawberry. Yeah,
I go tell my wife she's not getting ice cream. We have 10 people getting ice cream. I'll tell her she just can't have any. I'm like, you're right.
So funny.
I was like, we really fucking make it, dude.
If that man was an agent of chaos, he'd go, no.
Yeah.
Not my power.
He's a true Sith.
Yeah. If he was like, absolutely not.
Absolutely. No circumstances.
Your powers don't work here.
Dude, the line was like 15 people deep too. By then, it would have been. And then she was also like, make sure he got everything. I'm like, dude, it's fine. Relax. And then it turned out, she's like, where's mine? I was like, you got yours. She's like, no, they didn't get a strawberry. And I looked at him. He's like, there was no strawberry on the order. And I was like, bro, don't do this to me, brother.
I was
on the edge of the plank in shark infested water. Yeah. And I went, brother, have some fucking mercy. Yeah.
He could have just kicked you right off.
He could have. But dude, I clamored him. I was like, dude, do it. I was like, it was just like a cry. It was a cry for help. I'm like, dude, just make the strawberry. Desperate. I want strawberry fucking ice cream.
Do it, dude, please. I want you to make the ice cream. You're going to make the ice cream. He goes, why are you talking like that? Like,
I'll just
is that a Transylvanian accent? He's
trying to glam me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you're anywhere.
That guy tried to be a pirate. Wait a minute.
Dude, if you're anywhere with younger employees, glam them. It works everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to start doing it in the vampire voice.
Oh, man.
Dude, they would.
I want Le Maire.
Take your clothes off.
Le Maire. Roll a blunt.
Oh, that's an easy one.
I'm going to glam. This is glam for beginners. You got to do the beginning stuff.
Got to do with what they're going to do.
Bold bumpers, dude. Yeah. You got to kind of find your own. You got to find your stroke.
All right. Tony, glam is nice.
Here's what I'm thinking. I think we hit a little fusion frenzy for a second, and then we get into the Patreon. We got time.
Can we smoke a blunt?
We got time. It's 2:30.
Nice. Oh, what time do you have to be done? We're good to go. Like
4?
4:15, yeah.
4:30. Oh, okay. Maybe we don't have time for frenzy.
Play some frenzy. Clean the palate.
We're going to switch over to the Patreon. Make sure you check out Danny Soder's special.
You don't have motherfucking shit.
It's called On the Road.
On the Road on YouTube. I meant to say YouTube, like, I wasn't trying
like
to make
Scarface.
That. Yeah, yeah.
It's so funny, YouTube. Though, it just gets demonetized. Yeah. I go, from him? Yeah. From him, he dinged me. I got to look at his dick again now to get back in the algorithm.
That dick showing was funny.
It was
funny. It was funny, and I cherish that moment.
Hey, rest easy. You're not Diddy. Just for the bit.
Dude, you got to read the thing. If you read the thing, it's heinous.
What if Diddy was joking around?
then get him on the
what
fucking podcast.
What if he
was
fucking hilarious?
Dude, that'd be dude, real quick before we go, my friend worked at Ciroc. She worked at the company that owned Ciroc, and she'd take meetings with Diddy. And he came in with his team to have a vodka meeting, and they're in a boardroom. And he's like, it's hot in here. And they turned it down cold, and he goes, I'm cold. And they're like, you said it was hot in here. He's like, bring me a blanket. And they brought him a down comforter. His team just had a down comforter with him. They wrapped it around him. In the middle of a meeting, he just fell asleep. Like, all the
dude,
top.
This
all
is
the top,
funniest guy of all time.
All the top Diageo people were going like, so we think plum vodka's the next way down. He was gone. He just starts ripping snores in the middle of a meeting. I don't know, man.
I gotta read the whole thing. So far, the stories I'm hearing sounds like he's fucking hilarious.
Sounds like we're bad boy for life.
He's definitely hilarious.
Other than the girl bottles is alarming.
That's
and again, I don't want to. Again, yeah. I was never there. That's just what I'm hearing in the document. I'm
You're
not
just reading the court papers.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say he did that or didn't. I have no fucking clue. But
here's my question. Do we start with sumo or do we do the race?
I think we go right into sumo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
The race was, I mean, you can't, come on.
Yeah, one of us might pass out if we go right into the race.
All right.
Bye.